For MNN Sports, I'm Kevin Faulness. The season came to an end last night for the Golden Gopher men's basketball team.
3 seconds, 2 seconds, one, and that puts an end to this one. Baylor dominated the second half, outscoring Minnesota 36-22, and they win the game 67-48. They get a game over 500 now, 17-16 on the year. They'll take on Oklahoma on Saturday at 12:30 in the semifinals.
Mike Grimm last night on the Golden Gophers radio network.
You know, the unfortunate part is we just didn't, you know, play our best. And, I thought we had a stretch, especially in the second half, where we had a number of good looks and maybe kind of had an opportunity to make a run. But unfortunately, we just really couldn't get anything to go. And then, you know, some key turnovers and maybe not sharing the ball kind of the way we typically have all year.
That's Gophers head coach Nico Medved. Their season is done. The Twins, theirs are just beginning, but the results weren't much better for them in Kansas City.
And this one at long last is over. 13-9, the Royals win the ball game. They will win the series. They are the only American League Central team with a winning record as they improve to 3-2, winning their third straight contest. The Twins fall to 1-4. No quit in the Twins tonight. Too little, too late as they drop a 13-9 decision.
Twins radio the final call. Tough night for starter Joe Ryan, who suffered the loss.
It looked like he was not comfortable on the mound. Also, so it was just, you know, it wasn't typical Joe Ryan execution.
That's Twins manager Derek Shelton. As for the Timberwolves, they're back on the floor tonight at Detroit. That one tips off at 6. The Wild, they're home against the Canucks at 7. Wild dropped 2 of 3 on their most recent road trip. They're back on home ice tonight with Philip Gustafson getting the start. Wild have just 8 games left in the regular season, and they take on the last place Vancouver Canucks tonight, 7 o'clock at Grand Casino Arena. Kevin Faulness, MNN Sports.